Fewer drivers found themselves on the South Simcoe Police Service's naughty list this past holiday season. Chief John Van Dyke provided an update on the results of the annual festive Reduce Impaired Driving Everywhere Ride campaign during the board's monthly meeting in their newly renovated space in the Empower Building in Innisfil on January 22. As part of the campaign, which ran from November 28 to January 1, the service stopped 4,539 vehicles, an increase over the 3,200 stopped in 2023, but laid fewer impaired charges. "It certainly wasn't for lack of work or effort of being out there, but if it's not there, it's not there," the chief said. "That's good." He pointed to more people using ride-sharing services or public transit, with Innisfil having an on-demand service and Bradford running regular buses, while at the same time noting there are fewer bars in the communities. During the operational update for December, Deputy Chief Cheryl Sutton explained the number of impaired offenses were actually down to 36 for December 2024, compared to 51 in December 2023. However, the chief also cautioned that statistics can sometimes be cyclical, meaning the next campaign might not have such positive numbers. Recently acclaimed board chair Chris Garapi called it a shame that officers need to pull over and test so many people, but also noted, "It's necessary. I'm glad to see the number of stops up," he said. "It shows the commitment the service has to reduce impaired driving." While officers regularly crack down on impaired driving, Sutton explained that for less serious offenses, officers tend to take a more educational approach during the holiday season, which is one reason why provincial offense charges decreased to 221 in December from 390 in November. "Our officers are not Grinches in December," she said. South Simcoe's 2024 festive ride results: 4,539 vehicles stopped, 88 roadside alcohol tests, 53 Highway Traffic Act charges, 12 charges for blood alcohol content exceeding 0.08, 11 impaired driving charges, 10 3-day license suspensions, 8 to 90-day license suspensions, 7 Provincial Offenses Act charges for marijuana, 4 novice driving charges for the presence of drugs or alcohol, 4 Liquor License Act charges, 3 drug tests, 2 unrelated charges under the Criminal Code of Canada, 1 immigration warrant executed, transferred to Canada Border Services Agency.